The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. I cannot tell you how very disappointed I've been with church leaders in recent days. The so-called pandemic reveals some very interesting things about our lack of understanding of the biblical principles of civil government. This is not to say that in the beginning of it, there was not the need for caution. There certainly was, since we didn't know what we were dealing with. But the way church leadership just bowed down to the so-called medical experts and were willing to stop most ministry just because some governor said they had to, reveals a tremendous lack of understanding as to how communists and the many groups which work with them work to take over free nations. This lack of understanding is scary. It shows that we've let our minds be shaped by socialist ideas, that we haven't known that Karl Marx, the father of communism, stated that his whole aim in establishing worldwide communism was for the purpose of, quote, destroying Christianity. What kind of ignorance does this reveal in us who lead the church? Remember, the Bible says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." It was pastors who led in the birthing of our nation. They taught God's people biblical principles of education, civil government, and business, so that this new nation could be built on a solid, enduring foundation. Your liberty and mine, which has given to us the freest, most prosperous nation on earth, has been handed down to us from those biblically based beginnings. As written in the book America's Providential History by Mark Belisles and Stephen McDowell, it was Christians who gave this nation its solid foundation. They wrote, quote, "John Robinson, the Pilgrim's pastor, shaped the Mayflower Compact in 1620. John Cotton, the Puritan minister, founded the first public school in America in 1636. Thomas Hooker founded the state of Connecticut in 1639. He was also a minister. William Penn, a Quaker minister, founded the state of Pennsylvania in 1681. They continue. In 1717, John Wise, who has been called a father of American independence, wrote The Law of Nature in Government, which contained such important ideas that it was reprinted and studied by our founders in 1772 and cited as legal authority by the Massachusetts Supreme Court. Sections of this work appear word for word in the Declaration of Independence. God help us as church leaders to be like our founding fathers in America, instead of being like most of the pastors in Germany in the 1930s when the Nazi dictator Adolf Hitler was rising to power. Most of them believed Hitler's lies and refused to speak out against the growing control of the Nazi regime. One of those pastors, Martin Niemöller, would later admit the devastating results of their cowardly submission when he stated, quote, "In Germany, they first came for the communist, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Catholics, and I didn't speak up because I was a Protestant. Then they came for me, and by that time, no one was left to speak up." Pastor, church teacher, I plead with you in the name of Jesus, speak up. Don't be silenced forever. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.